Hello, welcome to another session of Rewiring Your Brain with Andrani. Now, if we are to rewire our brain, we have to set goals. And setting goals is sometimes a difficult thing to do. So today, Andrani is going to take us through her ideas about goals and how to set some that will work for you. Welcome, Andrani.
Thanks for having me, Peter. I've really appreciated it, despite the fact that I have been very slack. I haven't been able to do a show for the new year and not been very productive at all. Now, this is partially to do with the fact that I kind of went into my old habits. I overcommitted myself and set all kinds of goals that I wasn't able to accomplish things that I enjoy doing. So this is very much what I would like to talk about today, because this is an area that a lot of my clients and people I spoke to generally have kind of been talking about as the year began. You know, a lot of people set New Year's resolutions. I'm one of these people actually who don't, because of the very reason I've just talked about. I do overcommit myself, and so it's another story. So one of the things that people often do is you find them setting the same goal year after year after things like, you know, weight loss or getting the garden done or other significant, goals in life, you know, certain things. Now, goal setting is so important, and there are it's very beneficial. But there are significant aspect of goal setting that we actually overlook, and this is one of the reasons that people often find the goals that we set are either hard to achieve, or we end up kind of finding all kinds of reasons why we didn't achieve them in the end of the day. So today we will talk about why goal setting is important and what are some of the reasons that we've actually are not able to achieve these goals that we set, and how can we set goals that are actually achievable.
Well, that sounds amazing, Andrani. Are there neural reasons why we will set goals?
So setting goals has a multifaceted benefits. It's not only give us a direction to move towards, it give us purpose and give us motivation, and we can be specific about what that we're going to do and help us to plan and be productive and easy to communicate about what we're going to do. And rather than having too many, you know, things and doing like myself actually sometimes, and doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, things all over the place, and end of the day we haven't achieved much. It's not very productive. Having a specific goal can be productive way of achieving things that we need to do, and we can also prioritize which things we want to do first and what are some of the most important goals and so on. And it also it's motivating to have certain goals and to see we achieve one, and it give us the motivation to do the next thing. And it is also a way of we can work out the cost and benefits and things like that when we have a specific goal set. And yes, there are neurobiology on this one as well. And when we set goals, we use our prefrontal cortex and our long-term memory. So our brain really loves when we focus on something specific. So when we set a specific goal, it switch our brain onto motivation mode. So it gives us the capacity to be motivated and to think clearly and to plan, and all of this productive stuff happening in our brain and allow us to actually being able to work towards that specific goal. One of the biggest things is the motivation. Because I set this goal, I have to do something about it, and we talk to people about it, and it kind of has a other benefits as well. You know, when we tell someone about, oh, I'm going to do this, we're more likely to kind of think about doing that because, you know, we talk about it, people ask our questions and that kind of thing. But it is one of the biggest thing about setting a goal is having a purpose, having a direction. And we do have something to work towards. And we are more likely to achieve a goal that we set than having a vocabulary like, I should do this, I wish I could do this, I may, I might, shoulda, woulda, coulda kind of language is uncertain. When we set a goal, there's a certainty about it, and it give us a specific direction. So there are other benefits too for this, but these are some of the benefits about setting goals.
Okay, Indrani, so goals give us direction, motivation, prioritizing, and a certainty about doing something. How come they aren't achieved most of the time?
Well, Peter, some of the common answers for this question often is, I was too busy, life got in the way, things just didn't work out, I didn't feel like it, or just didn't have what it needed to be done, didn't have enough money, or all kinds of things. And sometimes there's psychological and emotional issues, and people will find it's hard to get motivated. And another area of is that sometimes we feel so overwhelmed by this particular goal we set. It could be finding a new job, changing a career path, or relationship goal, or even buying a home, or you know, significant larger goals. These things can be very overwhelming at times, and other times that we try to achieve goals, but it just doesn't seem to work out, or it doesn't seem to, along the way, we find that goal doesn't seem to be important anymore. So we tend to kind of maybe let go and lose the motivation. So what we're really saying is that it's the type of goal we set. If it's not realistic, and if it's outside of our comfort zone sometimes, and also we set a goal that we don't have the resources to achieve with. And so it's type of goal that we set, the and the value we give to that, and where we're at the time, and what's happening in our life at the time, all these things can contribute towards either we are achieving the goal or not achieving. And often there are psychological, emotional, and practical reasons for this.
Okay, Indrani, so there might be all practical reasons, psychological reasons why we don't achieve the goals. How can we set specific goals, and what are some strategies to help us set those goals and achieve those goals?
Some of the areas that is really important and useful to set specific goals are when we are starting a new job, or a changing a job, reconnecting with someone that from the past, or renewing a relationship that, you know, maybe had issues or problems, spending more quality time with your family or your partner, you know, maybe in terms of financial goals, saving money or earning more money, maybe avoiding or stopping old habits, or starting a new habit, developing positive habits, and those kind of things. So there are specific strategies to set achievable goals, and that we can apply in any area of our life. So one of the biggest things that we need to do is that when we set goals, the goal setting shouldn't be so much emotionally led. Reason why I'm saying this is when we set certain goals because we really feel strongly about something, at that point, either we're angry, sad, or disappointed, we might decide to do something, set a goal. For example, someone who's having a really big argument or not very happy would say, look, that's it. The answer to this is I am moving out. That's a goal that they set. But at the time, there was not much thought gone into that. It was very emotional decision. So it's best to make decisions towards goal settings when we are relaxed and we can think clearly and find a good time to set these goals. So the first thing is we must identify our goal, and it might sound very simple, but it can be a little bit difficult in some situations, but this is very, it's essential to do this. To start this process, we must ask ourselves, and what is my overall goal in life? What is my plan for maybe, let's say, 10 years time or something? And then that will give us an understanding of how to identify this goal. For example, let's say I want to always live in Brisbane. I want to have a house somewhere in the gap, and I want to have two children, and I want to work in a specific place, and I want to be able to go on a holiday every year. And these are some of the goals. But then identify what goal do I need to set first in order to achieve all these things. That might mean, if you're unwell, that might mean actually you need to be well first. So identify the number one goal that we need to achieve from where we are at present. And then identify a starting point for this goal, and that's kind of similar to what I just mentioned. What is the starting point of my goal? Is if you're thinking about your physical health, that might mean eating well or getting enough sleep. So identify what is the starting point of your goal, and be honest about it, and be when you identify these things, you might find certain areas you don't feel very comfortable, but we might have to be a little bit uncomfortable when we are identifying the goals that we have to set. And then very important another step is that identifying the steps that require to achieve that goal. What do I need to do first? What comes second? And so on. So these steps are very important, and discuss these, think through them, and put down those steps, what I need to achieve this goal.
Okay, Andrani, so a few important things there. Don't set goals when we're emotional. We've just had a brawl with someone, so we're going to break up. We just won the lotto, so we're going to invest millions. That's probably not the best time, because we're not thinking simply and long term. We're just thinking in the moment as such. So it's best to set goals when we're relaxed and can think clearly. And we look at our overall goal, and we break that goal down into little steps, little sub-goals, I suppose. So what goals do I have to achieve to get to this overall goal? What are the steps from here to there? What is the starting point for each goal? And of course, with all these starting points and all these steps, sometimes things are a bit uncomfortable. But if our overall goal is what we really believe, we'll be prepared to go through those. Okay, have you got an example for us?
With these steps, very important. Each step is a small. For example, let's say we're thinking about improving our health, and the first step is you losing 10 kilos. Well, that's going to be quite a hard thing to do at first. Motivation would not be easy. So instead of trying to lose 10 kilos, we can say, well, I am going to reduce the amount of sugar I eat. That's a small step. So therefore, we're most likely to achieve that goal, and that gives us a motivation to achieve a bigger goal, and so on. So once we have these steps worked out, we have a goal, and we know how we're going to achieve it. Now,
We also have a what we call SMART goal setting framework. This is often, anybody who at a workplace would teach this, schools might be doing that these days, and often this is something that you do in training programs and so on. The SMART goal setting process is like this. So the goal has to be specific, and that is when it's easy for us to focus on it, plan for it, and do the things that we need to do. So specific mean, for example, I say, okay, this year I want to be healthy. Well, that's a broad goal. What do you mean being healthy? What is the specific goal? Want to be healthy. I want to exercise 20 minutes a day. Very specific. I want to cut down 200 calories a day. I want to be able to get 8 hours sleep. So those are specific. Make your goal specific so that you have aim. And then make your goal measurable. Can you measure the goal that you're setting? Like I said, if you want to lose 200 grams or reduce 200 calories, you can measure and you can do that. It's measurable. But if you say, I want to be well, it's very hard to measure that and say, well, I achieved that goal. So make sure that your goal, that there is some kind of a measure that you can and measure end of the day. And your goal also, of course, want to be achievable. And think about that your goal that you've chosen. Can that be attained? Can that be achieved? Is it something really I can achieve? That's an important question to ask. Of course, if you set a very high goal in a short period of time, you're less likely to fail, and that going to lose motivations to achieve any other goals that you might set, or you're less likely to want to set goals after that. And make the goals that you set relevant to your broad vision or where you want to be. For example, if you want to be in Brisbane and want to do set your life here, you're less likely to set a goal and say, well, I'm going to apply for a job in Melbourne. So your goals should be relevant to your ultimate goal in life. So these are some of the strategies that help us with goal setting. And actually the last one would be, so the SMART in the SMART framework is timely. You might notice that when I set a SMART goal, these steps that I've talked about, the first letter, if we use the first letter, SMART, a specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and the last one being timely, it spells SMART. So the timely is make sure that your goal is in a good time framework towards your goal. That, for example, aiming to clean the house or declutter, something like that. But you don't want to set this goal during Christmas time, or you're recovering from surgery or something like that. So make sure your goal is timely. It's set at a suitable time. So I hope these strategies and this framework would help anybody out there, just like myself, that is overcommitting myself and things all over the place. End of the day, I look at myself and go, well, what did I achieve? I've done so many things, but nothing is finished. That's because my goals are not SMART. So I hope that was helpful.
So thank you, Indrani, for helping us with goal setting. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, SMART goals follow the SMART process: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. Thank you very much.
Cross my heart, I love you. Yes, I do, honey. You're as sweet as you can be. Lucky me, my days are bright and sunny, just because you've been so very good to me.
Thank you.
I thank you,
thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
for all this tenderness.
Thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
for this happiness. I thank you, thank you, thank you, every time that we caress.
Thank you,
I thank you, for loving me.
Thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
for being warm and true.
Thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
I thank you,
thank you,
just for being you. I thank you, thank you, thank you, 'cause I love you like I do.
Thank you,
I thank you, for loving me.
Thank you,
I thank you, thank you, thank you, 'cause I love you like I do.
Thank you,
I thank you, for loving me, for loving me, I thank you.